The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
But you could look at it and say that all four of these guys are going to play with you someday, play for you someday this year. So 20 reps is 20 reps is 20 reps, right? That's Michael Lombardi with us about 20 minutes ago. 92.3 The Fan, 92.3thefan.com on the free Odyssey app. You want to go ahead and check that out. We also have the podcast coming up. 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app. But right, presented by Extend Technologies. That's at 10:15 a.m. Eastern, yes.
Yeah, that's that. The next question is, when do they start gearing this up for getting somebody ready for week one? I know we're still very early in this process, but very quickly.
Are you? No. No, that Joe Flacco hasn't taken any reps, so I'm either saying that we're going to have ourselves a little bit of an August surprise, and somebody else might get it, which that means I guess Nick Wilson might end up doing a champion's pose. That I might just slam my head in a car door if something like that were to go down. I got to tell you, Owen's giving me the thumbs up.
Now we're talking. That's unforgettable.
Because I have to knock myself into coherence is what I would have to do. Clearly, none of this world is real, and I've either been dead for the last year, or I'm just I'm somewhere in a rubber room and I don't know it. That's what it would take for Dylan Gabriel to start week one. I'm sorry. I respect Nick. Love Nick. No. No. You wouldn't do that. Better not. But all four of these guys could play for you. So what he's saying is right. I mean, it's very hard, if not impossible, to develop two guys. But the reps are, you got this 40-year-old man. That's what makes it possible to do that. You got this 40-year-old man who you believe doesn't need very many reps. It's very difficult here. And you've made it difficult on yourselves. And you made it a little bit difficult for Browns fans. That's where I'm going, hey, man, just look at this as house money if you're a fan. You got two first-round picks next year. House money as best you can. Because if you think about it any other way, you're going to start to get really annoyed. Brandon in Painesville, you're first up on the Fan. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, Ken, Carmen, Anthony, Lima.
Hi, Brandon.
Guys, look, I think in a roundabout way, we're all pretty close in age. So let me take you back to 1999. All right, the Browns are coming back. All right, I'm a senior in high school, okay? We have Tim Couch.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Couch is our man. He's going to take us to the promised land, right? But, Ken, Anthony, let me ask you something. From that year till now, when is the last time the Cleveland Browns had an identity? When was the last time we said we entered preseason, we entered the season, and we said we have a team, baby? We're ready.
I don't think we knew about it going into the year. I think 2020, they had that identity. We didn't know, and we certainly didn't know because no one was allowed at training camp, obviously. But like that was we're going to run the ball, we're going to protect the ball, we're going to eliminate turnovers, we're going to try to play tight defense. That was an identity.
But other than that,
we haven't had
every year since Tim Couch.
Uh huh.
And that was kind of, hey, we're just being thrown together here to come back into the league, right?
Uh-huh.
So that, to me, that doesn't really count. From then on, it's been nothing but quarterback competitions, year in, year out. Mm-hmm. We can't get this right. We can't enter a season, period, end of story.
Well,
when are we going to get to be an NFL team?
When we get
a real, true NFL team?
I'm sorry, Brandt. I don't mean to sound annoyed to you. I just think the answer is so simple, is that when we find a quarterback that we can actually get behind here. I mean, look at the Bears. The Bears are not a great example. I'm just using them as an example because they're the most recent example. They're devoid, and they've had some weird, sneaky, good years because they've been a good defense, and that's been their identity. But they've always looked for that quarterback. And now they're going full bore into that quarterback where it's like, hey, man, this guy's either going to sink or swim. Look at the weapons we've given him. Look at the tight ends we've given, everything. And now we're going to find out because their whole identity is based around Caleb Williams. We are going to be that same way. And Brandon, I got to get to some other people, and thank you for the call. Their identity is somewhere in college right now. Their identity is playing at South Carolina or LSU or Penn State or one of those, or maybe Texas.
Marty might have watched his tape yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, for all we know, their identity is in college because the Browns are going to end up doing the same damn thing we're talking about. You don't think you have wide receivers now? Eventually, you will have wide receivers. You will have a boatload of them. They'll do what the Bears have done. Especially if the Bears hit, you can guarantee they're going to do what the Bears have done. Mark those words. 3 years from now, if you get a quarterback worth anything, you'll have your Roma Dunze. You'll have your Cole Kmet. You'll have your Colston Loveland. You'll have him. You'll have your guys. They will build around that QB. Come hell or high water. Todd in Akron. Todd, hello.
Yeah, thank you for taking me on. He asked for an ID. That's what I'm calling about. You will never be able to get no identity without one person making decisions in your organization. That's the Browns' problem. You can't have multiple people making major decisions on drafting players.
Well, they say that it was D.J. Moore's another one. I forgot about him. Who was making the decisions? I was told in press conferences it was Andrew Berry.
No, I don't believe that. I believe it's more people making those decisions. Yes, I do.
I think a lot of people, they always say it's a collaborative effort? Is all efforts collaborative?
They're on the same page.
All right. I mean, Todd, fair. Thank you very much for the call. I think you always want the buck to stop somewhere. Buck's always going to stop with the owner. He even said that. Like, eventually he's the one who answers for all of it. Thanks to everybody who joined us today.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.